This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 214 for Thursday, January 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were firmer at Thursday's close, recovering from earlier losses in choppy activity. Canola up 30 cents to $1.60. The March contract up 30 cents at $1,023.30 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were both down on the day, and that did pressure the Canadian oil seed. European rapeseed was also weaker overnight. However, Malaysian palm oil has shown strength lately, while crude oil was also up today. The strength in those markets was providing some spillover support for canola. Tight supplies from a fundamental standpoint also helped keep the Canadian oilseed well supported, with bullish technical signals adding to the eventual gains. The Canadian dollar held relatively steady on the day. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both lower, while corn edged up in the front months. Soybeans down 7 cents in the January contract, also down 7 cents in the March contract at $13.87 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at about 383,000 tons were a marketing year low and below even the low end of trade guesses. However, the USDA did announce additional private sales this morning of 102,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico. Hot and dry conditions in Argentina and southern Brazil remained supportive, with concerns over yield losses in the region. Meanwhile, excessive moisture in northern Brazil is said to be delaying early harvest operations there and limiting movement to the ports. Corn had started the day on the defensive as well, but managed to edge higher in the most active months, despite disappointing weekly export sales. March up 1.5 cents at 603.75 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at only 256,000 tons. That was well below average trade guesses. However, those poor exports were taken with a grain of salt, given the usual slowdown over the holiday period. Wheat was down across the board. Minneapolis down 24 cents in the March contract at 9.24 per bushel. Kansas City down 18 cents in March at 7.68 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 14 cents in the March contract at 7.46 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of below 50,000 tons were the lowest in 10 months and well below expectations. Losses in global equity markets were also bearish for wheat today, but expectations for large crops out of the southern hemisphere also weighed on values, despite issues in the northern hemisphere this past growing year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.